So we're going to move to proposals. And start with park fees, please.
Good afternoon, Katie Searle, Director for the Parks Division. If you turn to page 10 in your booklets, we'll go over the recommendations for the changes to the fees in 410304. There are four recommendations to change within this rule. The first one is a new amenity or a new option for our visitors. We're calling it a modern cabin. And we need to define that structure and then have a fee established for it. So first of all, in definition, it would be a structure with beds, electricity, water, and sewer. Within the current campgrounds and state park areas, we offer campsites, camping cabins that do not have water or sewer. And we also offer lodging, and those are overnight options for our guests. And like I said earlier, this new type of facility would have heat, air conditioning, but also a bathroom and a kitchen area, approximately roughly 700 square feet, so larger than our current cabin, and possibly two bedrooms, so it would be designed for a family. The proposed fee for this new amenity is $150 per night. Our third fee change is at Shade Hill Recreation Area. We have a lodge. We're going through some renovations at that recreation area, one of which is adding square footage to that lodge, adding a bedroom and some other living space, and that would bump that lodge up to have a capacity of 10 to 12. We're used to have a capacity of 8 to 10, which would also bump it up to the next life level of pricing, which would be $280, where right now it's $205. The very last change within this rule would be to establish a fee for Gooder State Park's amphitheater. The amphitheater recently was finished. It is unique. That's why we're establishing a specific fee for the Good Earth Amphitheater. It has a staging component, lighting component, sound system component, seating for about 150, but then the general area can see up to 500. So it's definitely unique to the state park system, and that's why a fee is going to be established specifically for it. There is one error within number four I'd like to point out, a clerical error. It is not October 1st to April 3rd. It's October 1st to April 30th. Would like that just reflected in the recommendation for the proposal today. Are there any questions about either one, two, three, or four that I could answer?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Mr. Phil.
Commissioner Phillips here. Katie, number one, establish a fee for a new service. Do we have any of these modern cabins now?
No, we don't. We have cabins which simply have a double set of bunk beds in them. They are heated and cooled, but they do not offer any kind of water or sewer.
So it's something we're thinking about building?
Brand new, exactly. And we're hoping to have some in operation over the next 18 months. There is nothing currently on the ground, so we would need to build them and place them yet.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask? So is this something that, where will they be? And has the public asked for them? Is this something the public has requested?
Through the chair, down in our southeast region is where we'd like to place the first one at. We're specifically looking around that outside of Sioux Falls area, possibly Newton Hills State Park, possibly. And the park staff down there for the last year have had comments from the public asking for kind of a mid-level amenity that would be in between that cabin we currently have and then the lodge offering that we have.
Any comments or questions, or we need a motion?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Sharp here. On number four, this is just a curiosity question. Is the average use of the amphitheater such that it's not really designed for multiple users throughout the day? It seems odd that I can rent it for $300 for 4 hours, which would really lend itself for a 9-to-1 wedding or a, you know, 1-to-5 wedding, and then an evening event for $300, or I can lock it up all day for $600. Just a curiosity question.
Through the chair, logistically speaking, there'd probably be events that would want a smaller portion of time or would lock it up for the whole day. It's designed so that if a large concert type event wanted to come in and they needed the whole day in preparation to bring in extra equipment or extra staging equipment, this would give them ample time to prepare for their event. There may be other events where that time's not necessary, so we wanted to lend an option to accommodate those events also.
Commissioner Boyd?
Just a comment. I think the modern cabin will be a wonderful addition to whichever areas where they land. I hope in time, Lewis and Clark Rec area might include a couple down there. I have kind of a loud voice to begin with. So anyway, I think it's great. I've spent time in camping cabins, and it would be wonderful to have an option in between that and the cost of the lodge. So, excellent.
Any other comments, questions? Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharper, I'm going to circle back around. And just out of curiosity, again, it would seem to me that $300 for 4 hours is a very reasonable fee, but I guess in the world we live in today, I would expect our $600 all-day fee to be probably closer to $1,000. How did that discussion go down, or is that a comparison basis that was arrived at a fair figure here?
Yep. Through the chair, our park staff did research, and even though this amenity is very unique, it's also pretty unique within the Sioux Falls area. However, they did want to make sure that our price structure was fair. We certainly don't want to overprice or underprice, so there was thought put into what should this price be to reflect that fairness, but also understanding the cost of the amenity.
Any other comments, questions? Anybody want to make a motion?
Second.
Any more discussion? Not all in favor of the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. So at the break, Tim Lenz, who's standing back there, came up and asked if he could speak because he had been driving from Huron and got caught in traffic and accidents.